You know, I'm the only one that changes the water down here, it seems like. Everyone else bleeds it dry, and then it's just dry in there, and then I have to go and get the new container and put it on.
Okay, maybe they like the way you...
change it?
Yeah.
What, how I get water all over the place and cause a mess?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't even have one of the good ones where it has... most of them have that little nipple thing sticking up, you know, that you plunge, and then it goes through the plastic so you don't spill the water. You know what I'm talking about? The little receptacle.
I guess I haven't seen those.
That's because maybe you've never changed a water cooler.
I never used that water cooler.
You've never used a water cooler before in your life?
Yeah.
At any place of employment?
Well, my dad had one.
And you were never the last to drain it?
No.
See?
I've never been the last one to drain it.
Yeah, right. So I go in there, and then there's a stapler sitting right next to it. I know, that's kind of a weird place for it, huh? And it's a really old stapler. It's one of those two-tone brown ones, you know, with the tan brown and then the darker brown. That's the color of my old truck, that old 85 GMC I used to drive. And kind of interesting, you know how people label their stuff at work sometimes? This thing looks like it was labeled years ago. Usually they label it, you know, like front desk, like it says here.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that wasn't enough, because then they had to go on and say, not Angie's stapler. You see that written on there?
Yeah. Well, the stapler's kind of coming off, but you can tell what it is.
It's old. I mean, that's really old looking. But either way, obviously, this Angie girl was quite the stapler thief when she worked here. Right? If you had to label it, not Angie's stapler, isn't that a bit much? So whoever wrote that, I don't know. Who do you think's the worst person? The person who steals the stapler? Or the person who calls out the person that steals it, not Angie Stapler? So is it Angie or is it the person that writes that? Who's worse?
Well, who says Angie steals it, though? I mean, what if they were just sitting next to each other and...
and she borrowed it?
Yeah, she grabbed it on accident.
That'd be a huge overreaction, then, to have to write not Angie Stapler just once after one incident.
Well, maybe it was a few times, and maybe it was a joke.
Borrowing a stapler as a joke?
No, writing that on there.
I don't think so. Look at that. Look at that font. That's way too intense. That handwriting is serious right there. That's not joking handwriting.
How could you tell the difference?
If there was joking handwriting, there'd be more loops and stuff going on with the writing, but all those letters are straight.
What the heck?
It's not a joke. I'm obviously not Angie Stapler. That's on there for a reason. It's on there with front desk for a reason. It's because Angie borrows a stapler too much and doesn't return it. But isn't that kind of mean to have to write not Angie's on there? Instead of just... you know, like, this is Melanie's stapler, not yours. She actually called out Angie on it, so everyone in the building would know, for years on end now, that Angie was a complete stapler thief.